Might be hard to believe right now with a foot of snow on the ground and more on the way, but boating season is just around the corner, and the Quincy Police Department's Marine Unit wants to make sure that you do it safely and legally. So we have invited to the program Sean Crowley and Chris Fish to tell us a little bit more about how you can take some free basic boating safety classes right here in Quincy. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And I want to start off by saying a very happy retirement to Bob Bell, who has joined us on this program for many, many years in the past, and we wish him well going forward. I'm sure you'll see him out on the golf course or out on the water for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He'll be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But we, as I mentioned, we've talked about this class now for many, many years here on the program. A little different this year, Sean, and the fact that the location has changed, right? It used to be at the Maritime Center.
Correct.
For years. Now, where is it going to be at?
So we're going to actually hold them at the Kennedy Center. We did it last year as well on East Quantum Street. It's the Council on Aging.
Sure.
They have a great facility. They've been very good to us. We're going to hold a evening class, and we're also going to hold a Saturday morning class as well, just to try to get as many people as we can.
Make it as convenient for folks
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Correct.
Yeah. Change also beginning this year, right, in terms of who is required to have a certificate, a boating certificate. The state law is different now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Starting this year, April 1st, anyone born after 1989 is required to get the boating safety course certificate. And then anyone born before 1989, they have until 2028.
So basically, everybody has to have one.
Yes. Massachusetts has been behind the eight ball on that.
Okay.
I know New Hampshire requires one. Maine requires one. Fairly certain Vermont does. It's pretty much a national standard that Massachusetts is trying to catch up on.
Okay.
And, starting in 2028, it will be enforced.
All right. So mm-hmm. and are there penalties that go along with that if folks are in violation?
There are.
Okay.
But it's going to be a soft rollout. No one's really looking to get anyone jammed up.
Gotcha.
Or impose any kind of money fines.
Yep.
But we are trying to get the program rolled out, and it is required by law. So there is going to be a little bit of discretion and leeway in enforcing it. But, as it stands right now, that's why we're trying to get everybody enrolled as fast as possible.
In the class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
For folks who do have a certificate already, do they have to retake the classes? Or?
Now, that's a little bit of a wiggle room.
Oh, okay.
I had mine. I've been on the water since I was a kid.
Okay.
I had mine at 12 years old.
Huh.
However, nothing was digitized back then.
Sure.
So I had no proof that I had actually taken the course because I had lost my Coast Guard certificate.
Okay.
So if that's the case, you do actually have to take another one.
Oh,
unless
you
can provide proof.
All right.
If you have the NASBLA rated or U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary approved boating safety course, you're good to go.
You're all set.
Yes.
Okay. The interesting thing I find about this is that, 1989, so folks could be in their late 30s. They've been boating for many, many years, probably know exactly what they're doing and have lots of experience, but
correct.
Now I have to get a certificate.
Yep,
yeah.
And they and once you finish the safety course and you pass the test,
yeah.
The Mass Environmental Police will send out a laminated card, and it's
mm-hmm.
just basically like a driver's license.
Okay.
Has all your information on it. Obviously now that everything is digitized
sure.
in the new world, so if you do lose it, you can get another copy
get
of it.
Copy.
But prior to these being issued out, all of the old hard paper copies have just been lost of time.
Okay. So don't lose it.
Right.
Hang on.
If you do lose this new one, you're okay.
You
we can get another copy.
You can get another one. Okay.
Right.
Do you have to renew it at all, or is it good for life?
No, this is just a one-time basic boating safety course. It's believe me, this is the basics of the basics.
Mm-hmm.
It's entry level. It's no one's going to be a certified captain at the end of this.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
It's just the basic safety stuff. We want to get the minimum requirements that you need just to stay safe on the water. So this course will get you that certificate, you pass the test, and you're good to go.
Okay. Chris, maybe we can talk a little bit about what the actual classes entail. So they're going to be in April and May, right? The dates are not finalized yet, but they will be soon. So they'll be either on a series of Saturdays or weekdays to try and accommodate as many folks as possible. What can people expect when they attend one of the free basic boating safety classes?
Sure. Like Sean said, it's a basic basic overview of basic maritime handling of a vessel
mm-hmm.
or a PDF, which I'm sorry, of a what is that?
PWC.
PWC, which
yeah.
is like a basic a jet ski or something like that.
A personal watercraft.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Got
to get those acronyms
that's
in there.
Name,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But they will receive Whether it's online or if it's one of our classes, a booklet entailing everything they need to know about rules of the sea. Unlike rules of the road, as far as driving and stuff, it is very different. If you've never operated a motor vehicle or a boat, it's two different items. It's very, very different. So this class, like Sean said, will get you up and running. Basic navigation rules, PDF, what you should be wearing, safety, things to be on the boat, as far as things that need to be on the boat for your safety and
safety others. Equipment, yep.
Right, correct.
Okay. Now, there are 4-hour classes, either 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and they're a series of three, right?
Correct.
Does someone have to take all three in order to get a certificate?
Yes, yes. Okay. So it is broken into to stages. Each topic will be covered, you know, for a few hours.
Right.
But you do have to attend all three.
It is a lot of information to be passed. It's not necessarily what the Quincy Police have designed. Mm-hmm. This is a state course.
Yep.
So if anyone is upset about the time frame or the amount of requirements that are required, that's through the state.
That's the law, right?
Yes. So the Mass Environmental Police have come up with a very robust program.
Yes.
We just try to break it up and, you know, keep people interested and do as much as we can without, you know, overloading anyone's brains.
Yeah, and it's all classroom based. Is that right, Sean?
It is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not taking folks out on boats and
No. Okay. It's all we'll do a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
We have some visual aids and stuff like that that we go over, and then, you know, we'll do some basic navigation and stuff like that.
But, sure.
Like I said, it's low level. Nothing to be concerned about or worried about.
Is there a test?
Everybody gets through it. There is a test
at
the end.
There is a test, okay.
We do a very comprehensive review.
Okay.
To make sure that everyone has retained the information.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go through, just like Chris brought a couple of course materials. And everything that you need to know is in there.
Yep.
And, you know, we make sure that everyone has the proper information.
Okay.
And then we go over the test.
Okay, so this is not a gotcha kind of thing. This is strictly informational to make sure folks are safe out on the water, right?
Yes.
So they get this, they get the curriculum so they can study it.
Exactly.
At their leisure, right?
Exactly.
Okay, and can they, I mean, if they fail, if they flunk, can they take it again?
We can. Well, if we have to organize a retest, we can do that.
Okay.
But I don't want anyone to get concerned or anything that.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
Okay. Yeah. Again, all about safety, right, to out on the water. And I was surprised to learn that folks as young as 12 years old can take this course. Is that right?
They can.
Yeah.
I was 12 years old when I originally got my first boating safety course. I'm glad I did.
Really?
Because you know, you wouldn't want to jump into a motor vehicle not knowing anything without a driver's license.
Right. Yeah.
And potentially hurting someone or yourself.
Sure.
So as long as you are over the age of 12 and you successfully pass this course, you can operate a boat.
You can take a
personal watercraft out.
Yeah.
Nobody under 12 years old can is eligible for the test, though, or for the course.
Okay. All right. And do they need an adult on board if you're under a certain age in order to operate
a vessel? If you are over 12,
yes,
and you have the boating safety certificate,
yep,
you are good to go.
You're good to go.
Correct.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's astonishing.
Yes. if you're over 12 and you are on the boat with, say, your family, and your parents or whoever your guardian is actually has the boating safety certificate, you can operate the vessel as a minor.
Okay.
Under the guidance of that person.
All right. Okay.
But otherwise, if you're on there by yourself as a juvenile, you need the safety.
And what are the age requirements for personal watercraft? Because obviously you can only have one or two people, I suppose, on some of those. But can you?
Correct. You cannot tow anybody.
Okay.
On a personal watercraft, they cannot be operated at night.
Okay.
We have run into some problems with negligent operation with people jumping wakes, which is also illegal. And nobody under the age of 16 can be on a personal watercraft ever.
Okay. Good to
correct.
Know. All right. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking, this is strictly for motorized vessels, is that right?
That's correct.
You don't need a certificate for like a kayak or
a
paddleboard or
do not. But obviously, especially, you know, thank you for bringing that up, Joe.
Sure.
Especially with the ice breakup
and
the warmer temperatures coming up, the water is still exceptionally cold.
Yes.
Probably in the mid 30s.
Yes.
We highly recommend not to take any kayaks out until the water temp comes up.
Okay.
We did have a couple of instances last year where a few people went in, the water was still 45 to 50 degrees. You do not have a lot of time. And, you know, especially with, it is required that you have a PFD, a type 5, I believe they're called.
Personal flotation device.
Correct. Okay. Right. Just like a life jacket, but they're specifically designed for kayaking,
oh, I see. Okay.
Whitewater rafting, things of that.
Okay.
Right. But you cannot be out there without one.
Okay.
And right now with the ice breakup, and yeah. I know it's going to be warm and sunny and beautiful, do not go out on the water until the water temps come up.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. It takes no time, right, to have hypothermia set in.
Correct. You're looking at minutes right now with the current water temps. Right
yeah.
Now.
I mean, yeah. You may think you're a strong swimmer and I can tread water, but your muscles, I'm sure, just stiffen up in no time at all, and you
right,
really
yes,
can find yourself
right.
in a pretty bad situation pretty quickly.
Right. We recently just did an ice training with the scuba unit, and I'll tell you right now.
Yep.
Heed the warnings. It's not fun to go out there.
Even with the gear that you have on,
correct,
right? The protective
correct.
Gear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're in there and, you know, just your regular everyday wear, you're in trouble quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seeing as we're on the topic of safety, I know you brought a few items to show folks that might be required. Chris, maybe you can show us a little
sure.
bit about what you're bringing.
Right here was a yep. standard adult over 90 pounds. Type 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is what you're going to see out there on the water more than anything. It's important when you are purchasing these, whether it's online or in the store,
yep.
you have to look at the description for, these go by pounds more than anything.
Oh, all right.
So this
okay.
is over 90 pounds, which is an adult size.
Yep.
This fits most adults.
Okay, okay.
And
can you just hold that up right to
yeah,
the
sure.
camera there, show folks?
You want to make
yeah.
sure it's Coast Guard approved, too. Yep. So it'll
okay.
say right in there with Coast Guard approved.
There you go. Yeah, good.
Pretty standard.
And this is required?
Absolutely.
For everybody on?
Well, it's required to have one per passenger
okay.
on a vessel.
Okay.
So that's a requirement.
Okay.
It's a safety requirement.
Good.
This is the same type, type 3. And this is obviously a smaller one.
For a child. Yeah.
For a child, to youth, it's 50 to 90 pounds.
Okay.
Like I said, make sure you check the, know your child's weight.
Yeah.
Roughly, like I said, 50, 90 pounds.
Okay.
There are smaller ones. For like toddlers, and they have almost like a back plate here.
Reach down, grab them out of the water, right?
Yeah, and it keeps their head forward,
oh, I see.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah.
you'll have to look at that.
The infant ones will also have the straps that go underneath the,
yes.
The child's legs.
Just like a big
swing,
right?
Because when they fall over and if you grab the vest, you're not going to be able to get them up unless
right.
they strap them.
Because certainly you're in a panic to begin with, so to make it easy as possible to get that child out of the water.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now, this I've seen before. Bob has brought these in
of
the
course.
Past. Yeah.
Yes. So this is an inflatable. Type 2s.
Those are the type 2s.
Type 2s, correct,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So these will inflate when you hit the water. If they do not inflate, there's actually a pull tab here
yeah.
as well, a manual pull tab.
Yeah.
These are nice, but I would highly suggest you go with a standard.
Okay. Those are less restrictive, I suppose. Maybe if you're
yeah,
on
less
a
restrictive,
kayak
yes.
or something. Where you,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
And the old favorite.
I think everyone's seen one of these before, but this is a Type 4 throwable
yeah.
PDF. So obviously can't wear this.
Sure.
But it needs to be on pretty much every vessel.
It does need to be on. Okay. Still. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And this would typically have a rope attached to it. So you.
I took the rope off.
Okay.
For this purpose.
Okay.
But yeah, there's actually a rope on it. You can hold the rope, pull somebody in if need
gotcha.
Be. So.
Usually want like a polypropylene line, something that will float.
Yep.
And
right.
we call
sense.
Them rescue heaving lines. So you can just attach it to that, and then if anything happens, you just get it right over, and then it's visible in the water, and it'll float, so you know you can swim
just
right
get
over
to the
to
rope
it,
and
to go.
Pull somebody
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do these expire, Chris? Do these life jackets expire? Do you know?
I don't think there's an expiration date on
okay.
them.
Okay, all right.
But once they start getting raggedy, you can tell they start fraying along the sides.
Yep.
They get submerged a lot. I would replace them
okay.
for you know for short money. That's yeah. obviously worth it.
Sure,
worth the life, obviously.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think there's actually expiration dates on them.
Okay, just
but,
curious. Yeah.
You'll when they start frying, like I said, you'll see them kind of degrading over time.
Yeah.
I would absolutely replace them.
Yeah, absolutely. So mm-hmm. when you do say a safety check on the water, so you're looking for. These to make sure that every person on board has one.
Has access to
do
one.
Do they have to be wearing them all the time?
No.
No. No. Okay.
No.
But it has to
it
be
It has to be accessible.
Gotcha.
Readily accessible
okay.
on the vessel.
What about we all have our cell phones these days, so Do you need any other form of communication out on a boat?
Absolutely. Cell phones are great for tertiary backup comms. Obviously, everyone has one these days. You can put them in waterproof compartments. Most boats have them now, or even a waterproof bag.
Yep.
But if you don't have a VHF radio, you're cheating yourself. You can get us. You can get in contact with the Coast Guard, with us, with anybody you need. Pretty much immediately on channel 16. You can go on channel 9. We're always on 13 as well for bridge-to-bridge communications. It's if you can get handheld ones at West Marine or even online now.
Okay.
You can get. I mean, you can get anything pretty much on Amazon these days.
And they're not, true.
They used to be quite expensive,
is that
but
right?
There are the price points come down to the point where everybody can, you know, it's accessible for everyone.
Okay.
You know, you want some sound signaling devices.
Like an air horn?
Maybe an air horn or a whistle, or you know, just the basics. You know, maybe you can get flares.
Mm-hmm.
You can get and not even necessarily the ones that that actually ignite with a flame. Mm-hmm. You can get they're called candles, and they're battery powered.
The strobe lights.
Turn them upside down. They turn into strobe lights, and they're extremely bright.
Okay.
And that's what we're just trying to like push out, is that just like basic safety.
Yep.
In case something happens, you know, knowledge is power. The more you know, when it does hit the fan, you want all the basic stuff that's going to keep you alive.
Yeah. Now, this is all covered in the classes as well?
It is.
Which safety equipment?
And additionally, of course, a fire extinguisher.
Oh, sure.
Yes,
of course,
right.
Yeah. And do you also cover navigation? So, I mean, if you've never been out on the water before and you're, you know, I got a new boat for Christmas and I'm going to get my boating certificate and I, you know, want to know where to go with my boat once I go out. Do you cover that during the classes?
We cover the basics of channel navigation.
Okay.
You know, red right returning versus green versus nuns versus cans, and, you know, a bunch of different day markers, stuff like that. We're not going into advanced navigation where you're plotting latitude and longitude or anything like that, but and that's also another thing you can buy pretty cheap now is the GPS systems.
Oh.
So if you can even get them on your phone. So you can download an app, pay a nominal fee.
Of course you can.
Right. And, you know, in our area, it's a beautiful area to go boating in.
Yeah.
You do have pretty good service out there. So there's not many many dead spots. So you can just get an app on your phone and it'll tell you right where you are.
Are there areas that recreational boaters should not navigate into, or, you know, restricted areas for marine traffic?
The main shipping channels, not a good idea to throw an anchor down and try to, you know, get the family to go for a swim.
Okay.
we do have a very, very busy commercial traffic.
Well, there's a lot of industry, certainly, around the Four River Channel,
Certainly is.
Yeah.
And, if you get all the way out to Boston, you know, it's extremely busy.
Yeah.
A lot of commercial fishing, trawling.
Okay.
They can't stop. They can't get out of your way.
I see.
They're restricted in their ability to maneuver.
Okay.
And, you know, once you get these tankers coming down into Braintree, they're doing 15 knots. And if you get in their way and break down, it's going to take them over a mile to stop.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, anytime you see, we'll usually do the escorts for them.
Sure.
Especially when the busy boating season comes into effect.
Yes.
And we'll herd people out of the way and just, you know, educate them and say, hey, just try to stay away from these vessels as much as you can.
Okay. All right. Give them wide leeway for, for sure.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of other space for you to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in terms of the boats themselves, do they have to be registered like a motor vehicle?
They do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And does that work the same way? Is there a safety inspection and you get it done every year kind of thing? How does that work?
We will actually conduct the safety inspections.
Yep.
It's not guaranteed that you will get, you know, pulled over and boarded and you know, we'll do a safety inspection, but we do try to educate people. And like I said, it's not much of an enforcement. It's we want to educate.
No,
people.
I understand.
We're not looking to jam anybody up and write fines. But so we'll just, like I said, everything that we've gone over today with sound signaling devices, fire extinguishers, life jackets, anything of that nature. Just we're there to educate and say, listen, this is what you need on the boat. This is what you really, really want. This is what you could have. This is what you should need. Registration is good for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And we actually require a mooring sticker in the city of Quincy.
Oh.
If you're going to have your vessel at a marina, if it's out in the mooring field,
yep.
That's going to get going pretty soon. We're going to start issuing out mooring stickers.
Oh, okay.
It's just you have to go on the city website.
Or through the city, okay.
Or right through City Hall, make sure your excise tax is paid.
Certainly.
And then they'll send in the application and we'll get that going too.
Oh, okay, good to know. Or a lot of folks probably just trailer their boats, I'm assuming, right?
And yes.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is there still the public ramp out on House Neck? Is that the only access point?
Yeah, yep.
Right now. Okay. Is there any limit to the number of people that can attend these classes? I mean, do you have space limitations?
No, we did. We did three classes last year. We had an initial pretty good sign up, and then unfortunately some people didn't come, but that's totally fine.
Sure.
I get it. Things happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to do two classes this year, and I think we'll probably condense it. We'll probably get about 40 or 50.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, doesn't have to be Quincy residents. Can be from from anywhere, right?
And that's statewide. Weymouth PD runs them.
Then Kingham.
And if it doesn't work to actually get to the class, you can do them all online.
Yeah, I remember Chris mentioned that. I didn't realize that, so that's good to know.
And
actually,
it's all free. It's self-paced. If you want to spread it out over a week or two, you can.
Okay.
And you just take the test on your own, and you're good to go.
Okay, and that's through just for their state website?
Yes, that's through the Mass Environmental Police on mass.gov.
Okay, all right, good to know. There is a phone number I want to give out to if folks prefer calling. It's 508-564-4961. And that takes you to the Environmental Police Department, and they're open regular business hours, so you can talk to somebody there. Folks prefer that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else we should let folks know about right now?
One of the only new additions is in April of 2021, the federal government came down with the emergency cutoff switch requirement.
Oh,
so
yes. Okay.
Vessels under 26 feet in length, powered by more than 3 horsepower, they're required to have an emergency cutoff switch. We have them on all of our boats.
Yeah.
We generally run one person on the boat, minus large events, we'll run 2, maybe 3 guys. But predominantly, you'll see us out there and we'll be by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We always have that cutoff switch on.
Okay.
Because if you're operating and you hit a rogue wave, you hit a wake that you didn't expect, you go over the boat's going to keep going.
Gotcha.
So obviously with the cutoff switch, it attaches right to your life jacket, boat's going to go dead in the water, you get right back on, you're all set.
Okay.
There's been many cases where people have fallen off their center consoles or what have you. And the boat just starts going wild.
The death spiral, they call it.
The death spiral,
okay.
So now with the new federal regulation under 26 feet, you're required to have it. There's very new fancy ones out there you can buy.
Yeah.
They're connected to your smartwatch.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's just all electronic. Or you can just go with a regular nylon
just
cord.
The lanyard,
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's also very important.
Okay. So you'll be checking for that, obviously, when you're doing safety inspections.
Correct.
To make sure. And, it goes without saying, I'm sure, that operating under the influence regulations are the same on the water as they are on the land, right? I mean, it's illegal to operate a vessel under the influence of a substance, is that right?
It certainly is.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that when you do get in trouble on the boat, you lose your driver's license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So if you get, arrested for OUI out on a boat, you can no longer operate your motor vehicle. So it's going to impact your life more than you think.
Yeah, good to know. All right. Mass.gov is the state website, and from there, right in the search bar, if you just type in basic boating safety class or boating certificate class, it'll take you right to the sign-up page as well.
Correct.
And again, classes are coming up in April and May at the Kennedy Center here in Quincy. They are free. They're open to everybody. And last I remember, the certificate from Massachusetts is also good in New Hampshire. Is that right?
There are states that have reciprocity with Massachusetts.
There are a few.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good. Anything else?
I think you've covered
that's
it.
That's it for now.
Appreciate
right?
it.
All right.
Thank you.
Bob would be proud.
Absolutely. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah, very big.
Thanks, Jakes. I really appreciate it.
Right. All right. Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Absolutely.
You're very
thanks,
welcome. Joe. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.